listening to your new best friends podcast. And here are your hosts, Tabby and Mike.
Okay, so we're recording already. Oh. Should we do an intro? Should I do an intro?
I thought you said after the first one we were going to start doing intros. But that's obviously up to you.
Uh-oh.
I hear it, but I think we should get
going. I think we could get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new best friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
You did good. It's been so long, and you did good.
I said it in my head a little bit earlier.
Wow. So. Nice. I'm Mike. That's Tabby. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome to our one month annual podcast.
Ish. No, I think...
If I put this out on time, we'll be actually be...
Yeah, well, the 6th, I think. Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised with our recall numbers.
Me too. I looked at it before I came today.
That was impressive. I was like, okay.
We got friends, y'all. We got friends.
I mean, we were working hard for that. Yeah. We sort of how we promote ourselves. So I have saved you the misery for this whole episode, okay?
Okay.
So, now, obviously, we haven't been taking any listener submissions, and likely we won't, unless something really, really catches our eye, and it's on the off chance that we check the messages. Which, speaking of, let's just touch on it real quick.
Let's touch it.
We believe a prisoner may have butt-dialed us.
Possible. If a prisoner can butt-dial, you just put his ass up against the payphone. Oops.
I think he was just bored on a Tuesday. It's very rare that we get voice memos from people. People don't like to share their voice, which is fine. But we happened to get one, and I missed the call completely. Both of us did. And it was from a prison in Florida, and I believe the person's name was Tom. That's all they said. Tom again.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can find the audio, then I will insert it in here right now.
Okay.
So we'll leave a gap.
Leave a gap for it.
You from
Tom again,
an inmate at Lake County Jail.
Perfect. And so, so that was the prisoner.
There's not going to be any audio.
Fingers crossed we get this out on time. And I say we, I mean me. So anyways, I was on TikTok the other day, and I saw this video, and this girl was talking about her whole family shares an Amazon Prime account.
Mm-hmm.
And she started rattling off some of the items on her brother's, everything from his account.
Yeah.
And it was shockingly close to you. Like, I was like, this is absolutely Mike and his Amazon account when he's bored, thinking that he's going to start a new hobby.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, I'm just going to rip through them. You could stop me at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because there's a lot.
Okay.
Because this guy has been up to... No good.
No, okay.
Okay, so let's just rip right into it. So, professional grade sheep shears. They live in New York City. Okay. A snorkel scuba mask used in swimming pool. Looked cool, she said. 1 gallon of industrial pumice hand soap. At $17.95, it was a steal.
It was a steal. That's a good deal.
However, the brother has left the entire jug on the bathroom and the counter, taking up all the space. Okay, but that was a steal. Let's be honest with that. Okay. 3 packs of Dude Wipes.
Okay.
A pre-seasoned cast iron skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And according to her, he does not cook.
Mm-hmm.
A battery-operated neck fan. And she said he bought 2, and this is just my personal guess. I'm guessing it's for when someone compliments him on it. And then he can surprise them with it and be like, you like it? Because I got another one.
That would be fantastic. That's awesome.
Right. You hear? Okay.
Okay.
And so, ravioli stampers and makers, set of 5. Again, he
not
doesn't
a cook.
Cook.
Yeah.
He doesn't cook.
Mm-hmm.
This one, really, this is where I was like, Michael. A 25-pound magnet fishing bundle with gloves.
Oh, that was a good weekend I had.
Yeah. Wasn't it like picking up dirt? Dirt's magnetic. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I was shocked.
1 yardstick. The search was long wooden ruler.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need that for? a Bluetooth karaoke mic to yell at people from cars, which is just phenomenal. I might. A camping chair to lounge in, New York City. A banana, strawberry, and pickle costume for Halloween. So that's just options.
Okay.
That's just options. $130 ballpoint pen. But then a 12-pack of regular pens.
Okay. The one pen to rule them all.
A 12-pack... Oh, wait, sorry. The 12-pack of regular pens.
Mm-hmm.
A jump rope. Oh, a $200... Yeah, you got two of those.
Yeah. Use it once in the parking lot when I showed you how to use the jump rope.
When you were proving to me that you could still jump rope.
Yeah.
A $200 portable monitor, 15-inch, for a 2-week Florida trip.
Oh.
The Rastafarian Lion of Judah flag. And last but not least, a Black Ops .177 caliber power piston brake barrel BB sniper rifle.
Jesus.
Yeah, that was a mouthful.
That's awesome.
Right. And you would say something like that. So that sounded eerily like what your wife probably has to see.
Let me pull up my Amazon.
Oh, thing. God.
Oh, yeah.
Things haven't gotten any better, Tabby. I'm going to be honest with you. Nothing changes.
No, I think I've gotten better, but we'll see.
Better.
We'll see.
And Cyber Monday just hit, so that's going to be interesting.
I got something for some posters for my son for his wall.
Lovely.
With like counting and stuff.
Those. Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah. Some things for work. A slushy cup that you can make slushies out of.
No, you did.
Yeah, I did. It's right there. 6 extra long t-shirts, a video game, a big ass duffel bag that I had to return.
Why?
I didn't need it anymore.
What did you need it for?
For tools.
Oh.
Seat covers, mm-hmm. 100 set of plastic disposable condiment cups that restaurants have.
What's the game plan with that?
I just want to feel fancy when I go to work and I put condiments in it. That's all.
Wait, they're a little... paper ones?
No, little plastic ones.
Oh.
Yeah, like this.
Oh, that's a smart investment.
See? Okay, you're on board now.
Okay.
Some earbuds, more tools, a lunch bag.
A lunch bag.
500 neon colored drinking straws. I don't remember doing that one.
That one.
And yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
That was just Cyber Monday?
No. That was like the last like few months.
Oh, this is a compilation of
Yeah, that
sorts.
Was just what I do. And it's okay.
Huh. And so the straws, do you normally drink out of straws?
I do. It feels fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. It just makes me feel like the drink is better.
Mm-hmm. And so those Yoo-hoos, did you pile through those?
A funny story about those Yoo-hoos.
Uh-oh.
I drank them. That's not the funny... No, but I drank them and I forgot I drank them and then I got mad at people in the house.
Like run around accusing your wife.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell happened to the Yoo-hoos? She was like, I don't know. And then I had to like close my eyes and I'm like every day going to work sipping a Yoo-hoo. I'm like, oh, I was living good for like a good week. And then I got mad at everybody, so.
So was this a very similar situation to the muffins that we had in the communal work locker?
Yes.
Where you miscounted?
Yes.
And then... I mean, the accusations flew out of your mouth. You lost a friend that day.
I told him he had crumbs in his beard, and I stand by. This is very much Patrick and SpongeBob when Patrick ate his donut.
That was a chocolate bar.
Patrick eats his own
chocolate bar.
Yes, and has the chocolate over his face.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's what happened.
So wait, what did you miscount how many Yoo-hoos were left in the box?
No, I was just bawling out of control.
Oh, were you having more than one a day?
Nope. Just one a day driving to work. I was just slowly sipping it.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of the day, I mean, in the week, I had like cans all over the floor. And I'm like,
oh.
Yeah, I got to do better.
In the new car?
Well, yeah.
You had Yoo-hoo cans
in my white car.
Oh, my God. That's a disservice. That's so upsetting.
Well, Yoo-hoo is so good.
You're just like counting cans. You're like, there's 3 missing.
Wait, exactly.
How many did I drink at that party?
I drank 2 at the party.
Oh, boy.
And I lost track of 1.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll do it.
Any highlight takeaways you want to do about the party?
I think it was fantastic. I just felt old.
Oh.
Oh.
And you know what's funny is you were like a micro celebrity there. Like, people were ranting and raving about you being there and how funny you are and what a great, like, you're like great on the podcast. And
I'm 100% electric And I understand that. Mm-hmm. But it's just that the age gap between myself and your friends are... It's bigger than... Oh, I dropped my gum in your car. I'm going to apologize now because I do not... I won't move, but it's sticking somewhere.
Oh, no. These are leather seats, buddy. I just conditioned them. These I'm not even lying. Seats. Yes, they are
oh,
leather.
Oh, they are leather.
This is special edition. Thank you.
We'll find that. Remind me.
You bitch.
Sorry.
You dirty bitch.
I didn't want to chew.
Get out of my...
That's why I open a door and throw it out. And every time I do, you yell at me. So I held it this
you
time.
You literally threw something in my garbage as you got in. I thought for sure...
That was a cellophane wrapper to the gum.
To the gum. Right. Understood. Right, right, right. Okay. So, and there were a staggering age...
Yes.
Age groups within that party. There were people ranging from, what, 23 to 30.
I'm the 30.
Well, no, I mean, you know, excluding you.
Exactly.
So myself being the oldest.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Epsteining it up. Can okay. we say that?
No.
you're gonna cut that. Okay. So actually, I have a kind of two openers. I know you just did yours.
Oh, absolutely.
But I've got two things. I'll do one next time. I'll do one now.
Are you gonna remember it?
I'll remember it.
Oh,
okay, one is quick, and I kind of need the answer now.
Oh.
The other one is more longer and drawn out. You can answer it later on in the same podcast, but you might have to think about it a little bit.
Okay.
So which one do you want?
Which one do you think is going to suit us better right now? Which one goes more with what we've all been talking about?
Probably the first one, the shorter one.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so... I take you to a food store, right?
Okay.
You can grab 5 items in the food store, mm-hmm. put it on the conveyor belt, and your goal is to make the cashier laugh.
Laugh?
Yes. You say nothing to the person. You just put them down and then stand there. What are you buying?
Lube.
Okay.
We're
in the same ballpark.
Yeah, no, I need to get the lube right away. I'm going to buy... cotton balls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm gonna buy one English cucumber. Those are the really long ones.
Oh, we're so much closer than you think. Okay, go ahead.
You don't want to know. I'm gonna buy a can of chili. Okay. And I'm probably gonna buy a gallon of milk.
Okay. Okay.
I think the lube is the only thing that would throw it off, but all of those items could be used sexually.
Mm-hmm.
The chili especially. And, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Chili especially?
Absolutely. No further questions.
Yeah. Hopefully no beans. I was thinking, I have two different answers.
Okay.
One was three varying size cucumbers.
Okay, ooh.
A box of condoms.
Perfect.
And like... some, like, pain reliever or something.
Oh, that's a good idea. Pain reliever. Yeah, you're going to need it.
Exactly.
They have some of that spray, too.
Oh, there you go. The numbing spray?
The numbing spray, yep.
The second one was...
you could get the... They have that spray that, like, numbs the back of your throat when you have a cold.
There you go.
There you go. The gag reflex. Ooh, love it.
My other one was a, like, a 10-pack of hangers, because they have them there sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Like... like some trash bags, like like a bottle of wine and like a sorry for your loss card.
It's a box of wine. It's a box of wine.
Okay. We buy a box of wine, so okay. I'm not going to shit on that.
Well, what we do and what we shame are different things. So I have a quick question.
Sure.
It's been floating around.
Uh-oh.
For men, and I want you to speak for all men globally, if you could. It's a rumor, I'm going to call it a rumor, although I think it's fact.
Okay.
That men in the shower don't spread their butt cheeks and clean their buttholes. Now, is that true?
No, that's a lie. I personally do.
No, gay. Gay.
What?
You're touching your butthole? That's gay.
No, I 100% do. You have to.
No, I mean, I know you have to.
Yes.
Who are you telling, bud?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, this is a rumor that's being spread around.
That men do not.
All men. It's every single one.
No, I 100% do it. Now, I have reservations because sometimes I use my loofah, mm-hmm. and then I use body wash, and then I wipe my butthole with it.
Right.
And I feel like I shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Because, well, are you using that for your face? It's okay. It's just you and me.
You're right. yeah, man.
Yeah, no, of course. So why don't you do like a pre-clean? You know what I mean? A little...
Put up my hand and just a bar of soap?
I mean, maybe not the bar of soap. You know, yeah, get in there for a second first.
For a second.
And then you come in there with that loofah and you really...
Okay, so wet down the car first and then just wipe it dry, is what you're saying?
I mean, do you have a bar of soap? Do you have a butt bar of soap?
Specifically for the butt? Yes.
Really?
No, I'm joking with you. But it would be Irish Spring if I was going to buy a bar of soap.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe you should get a butt bar of soap.
Mm-hmm.
And then get in there first. And, well...
If I'm going to get the bar of soap, you might as well get a separate butt rag then.
But be careful. You know, don't get a white one. Just in case.
No. Embarrass myself.
Right. You know, you don't want your son to see that.
He doesn't shower in the same one, but I get what you're saying.
Right.
No, I always wash my butthole.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could have sound bites.
We can. It's just going to take a little more
work. I always wash my butthole.
That's a good one. That's a more positive one that I put out there.
What?
I always wash my butthole.
Absolutely. Yeah, the way you talk about women. But you are proud to say you wash your butthole.
I... talk about women who need to be talked about.
Mm-hmm. Like who?
Just rattle off a few bitches now. And we're keeping this not political, right?
Sure.
Jill Stein, she's a bitch.
Oh, okay. And she's just a bitch cuz?
I don't like her haircut.
Right. And that's fair. I don't really like it either.
See? That's it.
She's got that power lesbian haircut. And
exactly.
I'm not a fan of it.
Her and Linda McMahon. You don't know who that is? You know Vince McMahon?
No.
Okay. Let's see.
Should I know them?
Linda McMahon, no. But you should know Vince McMahon.
Who's that?
The guy who owns WWF or WWE.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. I should know that.
Like you never watch wrestling a day in your life. Fuck you.
I could probably count on one hand how many times I watch wrestling.
That's bullshit.
Sorry. My childhood was different than yours.
A little bit. I mean, did you watch Price is Right?
Yeah, no, of course.
Okay.
I grew up around old people, so we were watching that, yeah.
So that's why you're like an old soul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Other bitches.
I think we could wrap it up on the bitches, I think. I think you've named a few.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I have I guess it's just advice. Again, just more, I went out to the Reddit column and mm-hmm. went to the shitty advice where mm-hmm. they ask silly questions and they want shitty advice.
Please, go on.
And this one seems a little more serious, though.
Okay, I don't like that.
But, no, not serious, meaning, like, they seem like they might actually need help.
Oh.
Okay. So, they want to know, how do we get even with our neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Our neighbor is a dick. He throws cigarette butts over our very tall privacy fence, backed his truck into the same fence, breaking it, stolen packages, and he also refuses to park in front of his own house and only parks in front of ours. Today, I was parked there, so instead of using his driveway or in front of his own house, he parked in front of our other neighbor's house, blocking part of our driveway. What to do?
Now, see, I... have a driveway, but I also park in front of my house, too.
Oh, why? Why is that?
It feels like that's my spot.
Oh, you claim authority to the spot.
Don't you?
No. Well, first off, no one can park in front of my house now.
Okay, but when you did have a house that you can park in front of, that was like an unspoken rule, correct?
Kinda, but if someone else parked there was nothing you could do.
No, but you wait until you see who got in the car, and then you stare at them when they drive away.
No.
Oh.
No,
okay.
Just probably...
Well, this person seems like they're out to be a dick.
The neighbor.
Yes.
I mean, they're stealing their packages, so that's a huge red flag right there. Okay?
That's
anybody
funny.
Stealing my... Funny.
That one's funny.
And if someone stole your reusable straws, then what?
War. We're going to war. No, the cigarettes over the very tall privacy fence, that's funny too.
Really? So you would think it was hilarious if your neighbor was flicking their cigarette butts exclusively?
Yes.
Over your...
No. I'm saying yes to what you're saying. I would be furious. Uh-huh. But if I'm anybody other than that person, right. It's the funniest thing I've heard in a while.
Okay. Why? Because it's just such an utter disrespect?
It's so passive. It's so, like, passive. Mild. The parking in front of your house, mild. The cigarettes, kind of mild. The stealing, that's not good.
That's criminal. Yes. That's punishable by law. Now, I just want to say, I would think that the ultimate revenge would just be exclusively parking in front of their house.
Oh, yes.
Right? I mean, and then we just play this war.
Mm-hmm.
But how far are you willing to risk and push it with somebody who you don't really know? Because I would be worried about nails, screws, you know what I mean? Like, things that I'm not ordinarily looking for and, like, being sabotaged. Because this person's fucking nuts. Like, or at least I'm going to assume they are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I was almost in the camp of buy, like, a beater for, like, $200 and just park it in front of their house and never move it.
That's petty.
Is it?
That's a different level of petty. You're proactively spending money, registering your car, insuring that car.
You gotta get insurance.
Yeah, you gotta have insurance. They'll tell that thing so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a different level of petty. Like, now, I feel like once you start investing money into a revenge plot, you know what? I'll give you, like, a $25, $30, maybe even $50.
Okay.
I'll say $50 for a good revenge if you have to.
Okay.
Anything above that, like, you have put yourself in a new bracket of revenge now. Like, now it becomes, like, a petty revenge. This is it.
$50? That sounds like not enough.
What? I feel like spending a dime to get revenge is... You've spent far too much already.
Okay, well, what would you... $50 on revenge. Probably pay some neighborhood kids to, like, throw shit at his house or something.
Oh, you just reminded me. Oh, my God, dude, my grandmother told me...
Somebody threw shit at your grandma?
Not shit.
Not shit, but something. Oh.
My grandmother told me on Halloween that when the kids were trick-or-treating, and I guess she was not anticipating to have as many kids, evidently, as they got.
Mm-hmm.
And by, like, I don't know, I guess 7:30, 8 o'clock, because it was on a weekend, so the kids were out, like, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
She said a group of, like, what appeared to be, like, 13-year-old boys came up, rang the doorbell. She was like, sorry, I don't have any more candy. Closed the door, turned the light off. She said, like, a minute later, they pelted the house with eggs.
Yes.
And took off. So now she's going to be hit, like, targeted for the remaining years until these kids grow out of it. Like, she is the target house now.
There's one way you can make up for it.
What's that?
You gotta go to Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Full-size candy bars next year.
Yeah, but what if those kids don't come until later again?
That you keep a set.
How are you going to recognize the kids who egged your house?
You'll never
they were
forget
in costumes.
Those kids. No, 13-year-olds don't wear costumes. 13-year-olds wear, like, a hat.
Well, to be fair, my grandmother can't remember shit.
Oh.
So we'll never catch these culprits ever in our lives.
What are the chances she threw the eggs herself? Her story.
Slim to none.
Exactly.
But you know why? Because my uncle corroborated that story and said he went because they threw it at, like, the window, like the bay window. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine how loud that must have been. And evidently, and it didn't break, thank goodness. But he was trying to get the egg off the window and, like, he couldn't. So that happened.
Meanwhile, Grandma's under the kitchen table having flashbacks of Nam.
This is just like when they shot John F. Kennedy.
You know, people took that shit, like, I mean, understandable.
That was the shot heard around the world, man.
Are you using that correct?
I believe that's what they use that in reference to. Or maybe they use it in multiple references. But that's what my grandmother says. I probably shouldn't take
it. I thought it was like a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar basketball shot. I didn't know it. I didn't know it was like Kennedy.
Well, she told me that was like a pivotal moment. She was in high school when it happened. And it, like, came over the PA that the president had been assassinated and... Yeah, this was a big deal for them.
If they told you that, like...
I remember 9/11. Like, and I'm sure you remember it, too. You remember exactly what you were doing, what happened.
Yeah, I was laying in my parents' bed. Okay. They were at work, and I was like...
You stayed home that day.
A big boy. I was out of high school.
Oh.
Yes. It was my first year. I was living life.
I was in fifth grade.
Yes, that's the age gap that I was mentioning before.
There's that age gap again.
Yeah, but if they, like, said, oh, Mike, Clinton just got popped, I'd be like, oh, okay. And that's it.
But, like, What if it was Obama? Like, then you would have been hurt. Like, I think, because he was, like, such a beloved...
Don't even bring
Don't
his
jinx
name.
Him.
No.
Don't you jinx him.
No.
But I'm saying, like, he was a beloved president who was killed. Like,
depends on who you're talking to, but yes, I know what you mean. Yes, yes.
So, at that time, you know.
Yeah. I mean, he was easy on the eyes. He was nice. Apparently, he was doing good things. I don't know.
Right. Let's not get too political.
No, we're trying not to. So, anyway...
Revenge.
Yes.
Neighbors. So, okay, what we were saying was that there is a level of petty.
Yes.
Money.
$50.
And that was me being generous. Again, yeah. I'm a firm believer you shouldn't spend a dime. First off, I don't believe in revenge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ever really going out of my way to get revenge. But I will play games.
Okay.
And I wouldn't say it's revenge necessarily, but I will play the game back.
Okay. Like... block part of my driveway with your car kind of game?
No. I'm not risking you towing my car.
Okay.
Absolutely not. No friggin' way. I would park in front of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. If it was an inconvenience to me, I wouldn't. Like, my brother has a feud with a neighbor from where we both used to live because he's moved now.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy went up to one of my brother's friends and told him, because he parked in front of his house,
mm-hmm.
went up to him and... Now, I'm going to paraphrase. I don't remember exactly what was said, but this was somewhere along the lines of the exchange was, mm-hmm. are you fucking kidding me parking here right now? Move your car. And then he went, what? He was like, move your fucking car out of in front of my house. It was something to this effect.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very abrasive interaction.
Yes.
The friend called my brother and said, hey, this is, you know, some old guy screaming in my passenger window. Can you come out here, please? And my brother went out there, and they have had a feud ever since. To the point where now every time my brother goes back to that area, he has been parking exclusively in front of this man's house.
You need to.
I happened to be outside with my brother one day where, because this man is just as crazy, saw us outside, came out, shouted out to him and said, hey, I gotta go. Can you, or like, I want to move my cars around. Can you move your car? To which my brother replied, yes. And then he stood there thinking that my brother was going to go get his keys and move the car right then and there.
Mm.
He did not. And I'm not even kidding you. He stood out there for over a minute, staring directly at us.
Okay.
And then he went, now? And then my brother said, no, I'm not going to do it now. I'll do it later. And then he stood out there for about another 45 seconds or so, angry.
Right
I
now?
Mean, if, If looks could kill,
yeah.
He and I would have been murdered in the streets. And then he finally went back into his house. And my brother proceeded to leave it there for 2 days. So there's that.
That's
you
absolutely
know?
Fantastic.
There's absolutely that. That's a level of petty that I don't know if I would do, personally.
Ooh, I'd love to, like, have a thing with an old person.
They're the best. They're the best to have
yes.
squabbles with. Like, if anybody who's going to get, like into some sort of altercation with my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
perfect. She's the perfect one. One time, she was yelling at a neighbor across the street when it was, we had just gotten snowed in, and, like, the plows, when they come down the road, they just completely block every car in.
Mm-hmm.
And she was yelling at the, she was in the wrong, she was yelling at this guy across the street. It was something about him blocking the gutter or something to put the snow in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that this isn't true, what he just said to her. But he went, no speak English. And then and I know for a fact that that's not true. I've heard him speak English.
Yeah.
I've spoken to him
Perfect.
Personally.
Yeah.
And it worked. She backed off.
Yeah.
But it's not to say that there wasn't hard feelings and animosity, you know, because of that, because there was. That was something that has stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they still live there, and so does my grandmother, so there's that.
Wouldn't you know it, 10 minutes later, her house got egged again.
And she's like in luck too, because my dog is going deaf, or mm-hmm. is deaf.
Aww.
But two of, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So she didn't hear a thing. Didn't hear. She is no alert whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I go over there, when I go there after work, I'm getting there like 4 a.m. She doesn't realize I'm home until she smells me.
Oh.
And then she freaks out.
Yeah. That's pretty
cool.
So
it takes a little while for my scent to fill the house, and then mm-hmm. she freaks out. Yeah.
What's your scent? I'm thinking like despair and and like avocado.
It's a good fat. It's a good for you fat. Goes with almost anything.
Like, I feel sorry for someone right now.
and I could go for some chips.
Exactly. Walk? Tabby!
You're home.
Yeah. That's about enough of you.
So, anyways, back to this neighbor. So, yeah. What are you doing? For realsies.
For reals?
A neighbor who's parking in front of your... Now, remember, you have a son. He's flicking his cigarette butts over your thing. A few of your packages have gone missing. Mm-hmm. Let's say you can't get him on the Ring camera.
Can't finger the man.
Right.
Come on.
You could finger almost anything. You know, I'm going to take that out.
No.
That's not going to do us any good. That's not good. That's not good for the brand.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah. So this guy is completely disrespecting you, your family, your livelihood, everything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. So what are you doing?
See, I think that's the difference between us. You take it as like an insult to your family name. Everything is like complete, like you've insulted all of my generation, and I just think this guy's an asshole.
Well, I mean more so to the effect that he's flicking cigarette butts and you have a child and a dog who could easily touch these. They're gross, they're disgusting, it's mm-hmm. no good. That to me feels like an insult. If he's aware you have a kid and he's flicking his cigarette butts into your yard where your kid plays.
Even if he didn't have a kid, just that's just a level of like
like fuck you.
Exactly.
Not even like disrespect about your property.
Yeah. Like doing it and it like blows into my yard, okay. But just like over the fence, yeah, then you're just being a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Unless no, not even. I'm not gonna give him a break. Okay. I'm not breaking anything, not doing any damage.
Absolutely.
Huh. I thought instantly, like, potato in the tailpipe, but I think you die?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's going to be a murder, bud.
And who the hell can find a potato?
Right, no, they're hard in these times. You know cat food is in a recession right now?
Wet cat food? I do, honestly.
Why do you know that?
My wife's mother, every time see her, it's like... the hot topic to talk about. She only eats the wet stuff, the wet salmon. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, Sharon. Get it together. Go buy bulk or something.
I've been considering having to make my own because I'm like, I don't know what to do. We're in a wet cat food recession.
Make your own cat food.
What am I supposed to do for them? They're cats. I can't explain to them that we're in the beginning stages of a depression and they're hitting it hard. They're getting hit the hardest first.
Huddle up, felines. Let's talk for a second. Take a knee. Two knee. Lay down. lay down.
I got bad news. Exactly. It's real bad news. Your kibbles are in full stock, but...
Jesus, take me!
That would essentially be the reaction if they knew.
Settle down, Patches. This one's...
Patches, I'm working around the clock to figure out how to fix this, okay?
You have my word! Heads will roll. Now, what are you guys in for? Peanut butter and jelly?
They start clamoring amongst themselves. So, yeah, there is a wet cat food recession.
Is this all from that Panama thing?
I don't know. I don't know how it's happening. It's supposedly what I heard, and take this all with a grain of salt, it could be a fever dream, but that the manufacturers are having a hard time, I guess, getting the product to make the wet food.
Now, most of that's just like...
Animal liver. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Like
that's why I'm like, I can make my horse meat.
Well, I think, honestly, there's, like, some horse and things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Aldi got accused of that years ago. Actually, I don't even think it was an accusation. I think they were charged.
I think IKEA was making...
Oh, yeah. Were those meatballs?
Swedish meatballs out of, like, horse or something. But
Swedish for a reason, you know?
Everybody was like, it's fucking banging. Whatever. Just keep...
Other countries eat horses. I don't know why we put, like, a bar against them that we can't eat the horses.
Because if it makes you, like... feel emotion, you can't eat it, apparently.
So what, because we couldn't ride cows? Like, I'm sure people ride cows.
I mean, have you seen one?
I see a lot of cows.
You do see a lot of... saw a little human on it?
No, I haven't. And I just think maybe I'm the first one with that idea ever.
To ride a cow and then we won't eat cows?
And then we won't eat cows. Right, I should lead the vegetarian vegan movement.
Yeah, it's just you with like a onesie, just riding a cow through a meadow and saying, "Now we can't, now we can't," and that's your chant.
Yeah, that I think it would work.
I think so too.
The problem is everybody likes theirs. So you know what it is? Is for whatever reason, we never drank horse milk. And I think that was where we all got tripped up.
That's where we made the mistake.
I think if horses had more obvious udders and nipples, we probably would have tried to get our hands and paws on that.
Are you nipple shaming horses? You know, if you wanna keep your yourself safe, you gotta put it out there. I gotta walk by you and wanna suck your tits. That's
And unfortunately, I think that's true. Because don't they eat, like, bull testicles and stuff and balls?
Yeah, they call it, like, Rocky Mountain oysters.
Exactly, right. So
they see him dangling, and it's like, oh, I wonder.
I gotta have it.
Yeah.
You know? So what it is that obviously horses aren't showing anything off.
Mm-hmm. They're discreet.
And it saved them all these years.
Yes.
So do you want to start a movement to eat horses or to... To save ride the cows.
One or the other. It can't be both. I think I'll ride cows. No, like, we can't ride cows.
Why?
They're so delicious.
Are they oh.
Yes.
Maybe. Oh, do you think it'd make them taste worse?
If we...
Worked them? Because people like ox, and I believe the only difference between an ox and a bull is that the ox are, like, used for work.
Yeah, ox... Well, first of all, cow, ox, and bull. Mm-hmm. I don't... Are they all... They're same family, obviously. I mean... I feel like I'm asking the wrong
farmers,
person.
Yeah.
Yes. We're gonna get some farmers to question us.
Writing in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The revenge. So, yes. Not the potato in the pipe, because that might
kill him.
You can't destroy property.
No.
How can you mess with somebody without really... Like, casually. Like... Mm-hmm. Mess with them, like, on autopilot. How do you do that?
You could draw stuff in chalk outside of their house.
Just big old dicks and stuff?
No, or... I think that you get in trouble for.
Okay.
You could write big weenie.
That'll show them.
You should. That'll teach them a lesson. And then, I don't know, just keep those types of insults up.
Big weenie. Yeah, knocking on your door.
Put small weenie. Put small weenie.
That one cut to my core. I'll stop. You keep the weenies off my sidewalk.
You know the kids walk through here. You know that. Yeah.
Can't steal their mail, because that's a crime, too.
That's a huge crime.
I don't even understand why that's a crime.
And I've I've done things I don't want to admit.
My lord, I remember when... It's like, okay, so I got this guy's mail, right? Should I even, like, contact him anymore? I tried once. I'm not going to do it. He went to Michigan. And I said, go blue. And he said, enough of that. I think I'm going to have to do the car thing.
Just parking.
Just park a car there and then leave it there. And if they
try you're literally going to go out, buy a beater car, register, insure it, park it in front of his house and just leave it.
Yes. If it's over, 25 years, it's a classic, you don't have to pay for insurance, right?
No, you have to pay for insurance, not registration.
Registration. So that, I'll get an old-ass car that can still run, and I'll move it just enough that if they, like, draw a line on my wheels to see if I'm moving, it'll be there. It'll be gone.
Oh.
And I'll just keep it there.
You can just rub the...
With the chalk?
Yeah, just rub it off.
Hmm. All right. It's a very chalk-heavy episode.
Yeah, I feel like you're talking about chalk more than once. That's too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think... I think I would probably do the same, because I feel like that... I wouldn't buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
I might park my car, but at the same time, I don't... I would probably just talk to the person, to be honest with you.
No, you can't settle that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm going straight up to him. Next time I see him outside, hey! What's up?
You are very, not confrontational. You just want to settle things and have it out in the open.
Let's just get it over with.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play these little games. You know why? Because I'd be concerned if I parked my car in front of his house, like, in the night or something, he's going to do something to it that I'm not going to know. Like, and that's just going to irritate me. Because at some point, eventually, it's going to lead to the two of you having to either talk it out or have cops involved, right? So I'd rather skip all that and just get down to it.
Yeah, when you said the whole tires and nails and shit, I didn't even think about that, but yeah.
Like, what does it take for someone to throw them right behind your tires? Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck that, no fucking way. I'm not playing these games with you. I have to put surveillance around my house. Now. This is crazy. I don't need an enemy. And I don't need it, bad karma.
Speaking of, did you ever get the cameras in your house? And you said you wanted somebody outside.
No. I was just actually talking to everybody today about that.
Really?
Yes. Before they leave, we need to install them.
Oh, thumbs up. So it's going to happen.
Oh, yes. Oh, especially with them leaving.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So any closing words? It's not for a listener, but how about for the listeners? Any closing words for our listeners?
Oh, I mean, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you, girls.
Yes, really appreciate it. We really didn't lose that much.
No, I can't believe the turnout. I was very happy. I guess, you know what I told myself was I think everybody probably had the notifications set all those months ago to just remind them.
Mm-hmm.
And then why would you ever remember to turn them off?
Yeah.
And then I think it was just like, surprise! And then now, you know, hopefully it's another surprise.
The second one, this will be the true test, I think.
Yes. Because I think we had a lot of repeat listens and stuff, too. Yeah. But I was pleasantly surprised. Thank you, everybody, for coming back and hopefully telling everybody about us.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you enjoyed this episode.
You know what I'm going to do, actually?
What?
I'm going to give you the opener for next week now to give you, next
Oh my
time.
Gosh, I need this much time to think about it.
It's, honestly, it's in depth.
Okay.
Okay. Me and you, we have some words, right?
Okay.
You obviously, you get out of pocket, being an asshole, I kick you straight in the box.
Oh.
You black out, you wake up.
I'm being kicked in the box.
I kick you real solid in the beeve.
Okay.
You black out, you're back in time now.
Wow.
40 years.
Oh.
And I don't know how time travel works, so this is the best way I can get you back in time. It's a kick in the crotch. You're back in time, right?
Uh-huh.
You're going to be a musician.
Okay.
You currently, I want to know what genre of music you will perform in.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, you get 3 albums that you can take from any creator, present or past, obviously.
I get to steal their music?
Yes.
I wouldn't want to.
You have to.
Oh.
But... You don't get their talent.
Oh, well, I don't need their talent.
You're back in time. You can't play the lottery or anything, but there's one thing. You can take hit songs from albums and create a fortune.
But who's to say that the song would be a hit?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't take a Mariah Carey
because
you don't
brand.
Have the range.
Right. Like, I need to create a brand. Like, I gotta, like, become Meatloaf and, like, really, like, sell
Why myself. The fuck would you even say Meatloaf?
First guy I thought of. I don't know. He's always on my mind. You know what I mean?
Like you want me to be a Sinead O'Connor? I'm going to be a Sinead O'Connor. I got this.
It's not even a big deal.
No. Like, it's not even a problem.
Okay. Yeah, I can chew on this until next time.
So, yes. I want to know what genre. And if you can, 3 to 5. I did 5 at home. 3 to 5 albums. Now, this means you have to reproduce the entire album. You can't get best of albums. You have to find banger albums.
Banger ass albums.
From people in your genre.
I was going to say, yeah, I got to stick in one genre.
Exactly. That's the hard part.
Okay. So, yes. I'm going to try and think of some musicians or artists who have changed genres over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be slim to none, and I'm going to steal everything from them, yeah.
Yeah, but find that album. Once you find that album, and then, like, I can do that. You don't have the range. You can't sing Mariah Carey.
It might be Wham.
What are they, Pop?
What, Last Christmas? Wham? That was the George Michaels? That was his band.
George Michaels had a band?
I don't, you know, to be fair, I'm saying the name George Michaels.
He's the guy who died with the...
He sang Last Christmas.
Are you sure?
No.
Didn't he do the song that Limp Bizkit covered?
Which one was that?
Was
it last year?
Faith? Was that George Michael?
I don't know.
God damn it.
I don't know.
Wham. Like, you know what the fuck you're talking about.
This thing was like, wake me up before you go.
And that's George Michael?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure. Obviously. Well.
I'm 75% sure that he was the lead singer in Wham.
The number doesn't mean anything if it's not 100%.
Means something to me? Okay, I get you on that. All right, that sounds like a good opener for next time.
Yeah.
And that saves us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Well, that's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we just want to take a moment to thank everybody once again for tuning in and telling your friends. And for still staying true to us 6 months later. And we love you. Bye.
Bye. Sorry, I'm Googling who the fuck is Wham.
Did you type in who the fuck?
Yeah. Wham. Urban Dictionary.
Well, don't do the Urban Dictionary version.
George Michael.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that one.
Perfect. Perfect. Wham.
The equivalent of a masculine use of the word gash.
What?
So what's
gash?
A gash is a vagina.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's a masculine vagina?
I think I'm going out tonight. I'm going to find me some Wham.
So some masculine vagina.
No, it's just some more masculine way of saying vagina or gash.
So because gash is feminine when you say it, I'm going to have to find me some gash.
Yes.
That's very pretty boy. That's
yes, that's very valley two polos.
Wow.
Yes. Me, and I'm looking for some Wham.
And you would be out there on the prowl for some Wham.
Some unadulterated, slightly furry Wham.
Okay.
We're not recording anymore.
Oh, absolutely. No.
Oh, I mean... God.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.